Yivamis Perches Mishnah Beis. We started discussing the psul of Ptua Daka Krushovcha. Here the Mishnah is going to explain what these psulim are. Ezu Ptua Daka. Kol Sheniftzu Abeitzim Shaloi Vafil Achas Mehem. The Beitzim that give him the Koycha Eloda, if one of them is injured, Afilo Achas Mehem, and he can't be Moilid, that's Ptua Daka. Ukrushovcha is Kol Shenichras Hagid. So there's a krisus in the shvichas hazara, it can't be moiled. Vim nishtayim me'ar Torah, afilu kuchut hasaro, is left over from the Torah of the Eve ha'ilodo, the afilu kuchut hasaro, even a little bit left over, will ensure that he could still be moiled, so then the halach is kosher. Now the Gemara has a discussion, but the Gemara learns out from Psukim that Krushovcho Ptua Daka is only when it's Bidei Odom. That means the fact that a person is not Roi Lohoilu does not make him possible to call. Even, let's say he's born that way, even if it's Ayideh Machlot, something that happened, is a Sibur Chitzonis, but Lamaisa, the definition of Ptua Daka Krushovcho is only when it's Bidei Odom. That would render him possible over the call. Mishnah continues, Ptua Daka Krushovcho Mutorim B'Giyoris U'B'Meshukhreres. Since he has the din of apostle of Elikol, so the halacha is that he's mutter, the Gemara is memayit anybody who doesn't have a din of Kedusha Sakol. A Gyaris Lamashal is allowed to marry a Mamza. Leyove Bekal Hashem. Bekal Hashem is those that are born into the Kal Hashem. A Gyaris not. Meshuchreres. And a Shivcha that was Mishtacher also doesn't have a din of Kedusha Sakol. Ve'enin Asura Alamilovi Bekol. Only whoever has Kedusha Sisro Mileda is called Kal Hashem. Shenema Leyove Ptua Daka Krushovcha B'Kal Hashem. They're not B'Kal Kal. Kvega points out that even a Koinu became a Krushovcha, even though he has Kedusha's Kun, is allowed to marry any one of these categories, because the same way his Posel Ove L'Kol Alts to Krushovcha, it's Mafkia Kedusha's Kuhuna. If he doesn't have Kedusha Sisro Legave, who he's allowed to marry, so Legabe Kedusha's Kuna that Avadi doesn't have. What's famous over here, by the way, it's nothing to do with Pshah and the Mishnah, but the word Tzua Daka that's spelled over here in front of us with an Aleph, is the one place in a Sefer Torah where there's a Shaila had a spell. From time immemorial, there was a Shaila on the word Tzua Daka had to write in a Sefer Torah. Is it Tzua Daka with an Aleph or Tzua Daka with a Hey? Mishnah Gimel. Amoini Umayovi Asurim. V'isuron iser oylom. Amoini umeyavi, the pasuk says, Layavi amoini umeyavi b'hakal Hashem. Everybody knows that there's the drosha of amoini v'loy amoinis, umeyavi v'loy amoyavis, that became a halacha kvu in Klal Yisrael by the bezdin of Boyaz, and that's how he was able to marry Rus Hamayavi. And the same way, Namoha Amoinis was married to Shlomo HaMelech based on the same halacha. That's Mishmelech HaMashiach has to come through this halacha of Amoini V'loy Amoinis, Mayovi V'loy Mayovis. So the halacha is their osur, and their osur for all dairies, V'isurin Isur Oilom. The pasuk says, Mefurish, Gam Dorasir Le'yovilam B'kal Hashem Ad Oilom. Nikeveseem Mutaris Miyad, the Giyaris, who's an Amoinis or a Mayovis, is not osur. Over there, the Torah doesn't give a difference between a Mitzri and a Mitzris, Adoimi and Adoimis. The Torah does say, Bonam Asher Yivoldu, Lohem Dor Shlishi, Yovelem Bekal Hashem. That's Mutter, the third door. So the Gemara darshins that by Amoinim Yovis, since it says, Al Dvar Asher Lo Kidmu Eschem Belechem Ubamayim, so that's mum, that psul, is totally in the schorim, who should have been the ones that were makadim, Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. So since the Torah says that reason, that's how we know that schorim v'loy nekevis, mitzvah adam is a psul alts the nation. There's no difference with that, legabe that, between the schorim and between the nekevis. Comes along the Tanah Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Matir es hanekevis miyad. Reb Shimon holds over here also by mitzvah adami also the nekevis amuta. Amr Reb Shimon lecharetz kavachaymer. Kavachaymer advar ma'am b'mochem shosas haschor misur oylam where it's an isur chomur hitus hanekevis miyad. Mochem shal leosas haschor melaad shloisha doyrois. In a place where the isur is not an isur oylam lecharetz an isur kal yoyser. So then that psul called l'chayr should only be mutla l'aschorim and it didn't shenatas and it came as miyad on v'loy im aloch in a kabel. If you have a mesoris that there's a chilbetin schorim in a kabel, so in a kabel, the kabel came is good. V'im l'din, yesh tshuva. Om alohem loyki. Halocha ani yomim. Which means the Tanakama is saying that be'etzim there's a pircha on the kal v'chomer. What's the pircha on the kal v'chomer? It's what we just said before. The Torah by Amon Amoyev says that the reason is al dvar shalek kidmu eschem b'lechem b'mayim vo yishoyin darka l'kadim. So that's a reason that specifically shaykh to z'chomer not to nekevis. By Mitzvah Dermed, the Torah says without a reason. That means it's a psul in the nation itself. It's a national psul. Adoim Yomitzri have a national psul. The Mitzrayim is Erev Asa'ore, it's Edoim. We don't have to speak out. Edoim is Doch Ra itself. It's Esav Sonesi, the Novi says. So, what does it have to do with whether it's male or female? Om Alohem, Loiki Halocha Ani Oimer, I have a Mesos that way from Rabbeisai. Lamaisa, the Kanira, that the Chachom don't have that Mesos. And they hold not that way. The Halocha is not the Kripshim. Mamzerin unasinin asurin. A mamzer, we know what a mamzer is. A mamzer is, like we had in the fourth parak, a mamzer is somebody who's both from a kiddushin that's not from a marriage, that's not from a union, that's not nitvas bo kiddushin. So any of the chayvei krisus, we paskin, the mamzeris is talin chayvei krisus. The same way, itvisas kiddushin is also talui in. Chavik Krisus. Lamaisa, there's a mandomer over there. We have it. It's Machlek Sir Bekiva and a Bishua, a Shimon, of whether it's Tolin Chavik Mises Bezdin, Chavik Krisus, or according to Bekiva, even Chavik Lavin, with certain exceptions. But Mamzerin, the way we paskin, is only from Chavik Krisus. We'll point out something that we just had a few Mishnais ago, but we had it earlier in the first parak also. We mentioned that a Evid Va'akum Haba'a Bas Yisrael. Of course, ain't kedushin tefsin between them, because if an eved and a goy don't have a din kedush to be mekadosh yisro, but lemaisa it's not an erva. It's just that they don't have kedush to yisrael. So, is the product of a bias eved vakum abar bas yisrael? Is that a mamzer because leitafsi b'kedushin, or that type of leitafsi b'kedushin, which is a choyser kedushas yisrael, does not create this two shittas in that? We paskin that Eved Vachem Abba Bas Yisrael have lad kosher. They have a din of Yisrael. There's no din mamzeris b'chiyah gavna, so the din is that the offspring is kosher. Vinish via mamzer and a nosin. What's a nosin? A nosin, the stomius is that a nosin is the children of the givonim that came be'ormo and sefer Yeshua. They came to Yeshua and Yeshua made a treaty with them based on an erroneous perception of who they were. That they weren't from the Shiva Amnim. So they're called Nesinim because the Pasuk says over there, Vayitim Yeshua Choyt Ve'etim V'Shev V'Maim, he passed them. They also love Elakov. Now, L'Choyra, they were Geru. So Lamai said, there's a major sugi over here, what to do with how to be Mepharish Nesinim. Are we talking about the fact that they have a din of Knanim? Again, they came to Yeshua Benun and they told him, they tricked Yeshua Benun, into thinking that they're not from the Sheva Ammim, that have to be wiped out. If they're from the Sheva Ammim, the Torah says, Loi tischaten bohem. But that's only l'chor b'giyusam. Once they're megayer, l'chor they could be mutter. That's one shita. The other shita is that Loi tischaten is not talking about b'giyusam, because you can't have chitun with a goy. Kedushin is not taifis. So we're talking about fakeret. Only b'geyrusam. That's a subject of discussion back and forth in the Gemara. L'maisa the Rambam Paskins in the Yisur Ebi HaPerek Yud Beis that Achash and his Gairu they are Mutter B'kol, even though the Maskon Sagamore sounds not that way. Hoder Omer Rova. L'maisa the Rambam Paskins like that because there's another Gemara. It's a whole subject in Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim, either they're here in Yevomis or they're in Ksubas Daf Kof Tes. There's a big Mavuk in Rishonim over there. How to explain the Sinim. And there's a stirus hasugya, so even though the maskon of the Gemara in Yevamos, like we said, Hodam Arava, it sounds like the Isser would be even Begeruson, Lamaisa from other Gemaras, it would sound like the Isser is only Begiyuson, only when they're Goyim. That's the Loitis Chatin. And Begeruson, they'd be Mutter. However, there's an Isser Derabonon, David HaMelech was Goyzer at a later point in history, hundreds of years after Yeshua ben Nun. The Novi in Shmuel describes, it's a whole shocking episode with the Nesinim, were the Gevonim that were mistreated, and as a result, they took revenge, and they had members, a whole bunch of members of Shol, Mishpachas Shol HaMelech, were hung. So because of their achzorius, the Gemara says, that they're not roy lovi b'kal Hashem, because the midos, shloisha simanim yesh b'umo elu, the midos that every yid has in their DNA is bashonim, rachmanim and goyim lechasadim, and they showed themselves to be cruel, betachlis, by nature, memelo, they asu David HaMelech asu them midrabanon. So they're not also out the Israelites is chatten, they're also midrabanon. There's an afkimina in that we just got finished learning the halacha of a ptsua dako. Would a ptsua dako be allowed to marry a nosin? If his issa is only derabanon, not a nosin and a sin, if his issa is only derabanon, if her iser also nesina is only midirabonon, midiraisa ptsua daka is not allowed to marry her. So that would actually be a chumah davil also dekula. The paiskim, the beginning in Evan Ezer, the beginning of Simon Dalton and Simon Hay, make this cheshbon. That's totally in these two shittas. So lemaisa, the halacha of a mamzer and a nosin, there's no chaylik over here in the Mishnah, is yisur and iser oylam. There's no Reb Shimon over here, because Reb Shimon is only in the nations of Mitzri and Adami. Maybe they're doimit to Amun and Moav. Over here, it's not it's the nation. It's a psul al tzaveru. So a nosin and a mamzer, that's for sure. Israel is for sure absolutely no difference between the Zohar and the Kevah.